Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Joel Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here. So glad to be with you, and so glad to be with Mylon Yurkovich and Chris Williams. And Larry Sonnenberg is going to talk to us about an amazing, amazing thing that has happened. But hi, guys. Hi, everybody.
Hello, Steve. How are you?
Hi, Steve.
Well, I'm doing great. And, you know, I've taken a little time off of radio to, you know, essentially get re-energized. When you're in your 60s, you know, you need extra time away and get renewed, revitalized. And, you know, when you turn 60, you know, you wake up in the morning, it's like the morning after, and there was no night before. So you have to compensate.
Hey, speak for yourself, Steve. You know, don't go lumping all us people over 60 into that category.
I'm just wondering what happens if that's the experience when you're 40. That's not good, is it?
No.
No. If you have anything like that at 40, just give up. But here's what I want to say. Here's what I want to mention first. First of all, I want to welcome our new listeners on WBRI in Indianapolis. This is our first day on that station, and really happy to be there. It's 1500 a.m., so thank you, WBRI, for having a place for us. WQME went to an all-music format. That's happened to us on some stations, and so... well, fortunately, we were able to not skip a beat. Of course, any of you, you can always reach us on XM 131 at 10 a.m. Pacific time or anytime at newlife.com. But Larry Sonnenberg.
Yes, sir.
You've got some news that we got to share with everybody.
Yeah,
right up.
I think
right
it's really exciting. You know, I'm always on here seeking support and telling people we have this need. Well, I have a challenge to our listeners. We have a fabulous gift that has been given to us. A couple lives in the Midwest, have been longtime friends of New Life, and but they have not been big givers. It's been very interesting. Their largest gift was just hundreds of dollars, I think. And I don't say that just. I don't want to make anybody think that's not a big gift.
But in comparison to what you're about to talk about.
What I'm about to say, yeah. They called us last week, and they had announced that they are making a $250,000 gift, and that gift is going to be a matching challenge to our listeners. That was their desire. They, which means they're sending the money, and as gifts come in against the match, when you send a gift to meet the match, your gift will be doubled. If you give $5, it'll be $10. If you give $100, it'll be $200. If you give $50,000, it'll be $100,000. Just whatever you can give to bless this gift, to bless our listeners, and to help this gift be fully realized.
That is sensational.
It's amazing.
I mean, it's just totally amazing.
And especially, as most people who listen know, you know, August is always tough, and it's been tough this year. And they just came through, and they've come through. And so whether you want to turn a $5 gift into a $10 gift or a $50,000 gift into a $100,000 gift, it's hard for me to say, you can do that.
It's so exciting. That's why it's hard to say.
Yeah, call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and let us know that you can help us.
You can give online as well. Mm-hmm. Or you could write us. You can write a check and mail it to P.O. Box 1018 Laguna Beach, California, 92652.
Or newlife.com. Now, if you want to join us on radio, It's 1-800-229-3000. We'd love to talk to you. We're going to be here for 2 hours today. So give us a call. We'll be back after this. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live, and I want to tell you about our We Dared campaign and urge you to go to WeDared.com and take the challenge to starve your eyes for 30 days. You know, men are bombarded with sexual images every day. It's really hard to avoid. But we all have choices to make and a responsibility to be intentional about what we choose to look at and to think about. We want to help you do that. If you take the challenge at WeDared.com to starve your eyes for 30 days, we'll send you an email each day with encouragement and tips to keep you on track. We'll provide free downloadable Bible studies for men, young men, and even the tween men in preparing your son for every young man's battle. You could even learn how to start an Every Man's Battle group for sexual integrity. It's all there at WeDared.com. I hope you'll take the challenge to 30 days of sexual integrity and sexual purity. For more information, go to WeDared.com and take that challenge. I dare you to do it.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Well, we are back, and back in a great way, and so excited to be back here with you. Hope that this has been a great summer for you, and or maybe you're one of those people that gets to go right up to Labor Day, and it continues to be summer. In the Midwest, we go back to school early. But please, if you possibly can, you know, as we were talking, help us at this time. It will double everything that you give. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, newlife.com. It's a matching gift. And then also, again, WBRI listeners, welcome. I hope you'll stay with us. I hope you'll call us, 1-800-229-3000. We are here for you, trying to answer some questions that might be difficult to have answered otherwise. You might not have somebody that you could go to confidentially and ask the question. As you'll hear over time, half the people lie about their name here on the, no, that's not true. But some people do, and we're happy with that. We're absolutely happy with that. So call us, 1-800-229-3000. We're so glad to be on your station. Okay, let's go to a caller. My call screener, he died yesterday. So, no, the computer program died. And if you guys, why don't you pick a call and let's talk to somebody that you want to talk to.
Great. Let's talk to Bonnie in Columbus, Ohio. She listens on the NRB network. She watches NRB.
Oh. Bonnie, are you there? And welcome, if you are. Hi, Bonnie.
Yes. Hi. I'm glad to talk to you.
Well, thank you. How could we help today?
Well, it's hard to even know how to start, but yet I just have such a need here that I don't know. I'm groping and can't find anyone to, I can't find relief, I guess. But I'm 60 years old. Whenever I was really young, I had two abortions. The first abortion was about 8 weeks pregnant, and the second one was my mother pretty much institutionalized me at the first month, and then I wanted to have the baby, but even the counselors in the place where I was staying advised me and showed me how to get an abortion at 4 months. Well, so I have horror that I live with from that, even though I know that, you know, the Lord saved me after that, because if he hadn't, I probably would have ended my life. But
yeah. Now, have you been through any of the post-abortion,
yes,
Bible studies? What did you go through?
Through pregnancy care, I went through about 2 years ago, which was, you know, very, very healing in a lot of ways. But and now on the other, what's happening now is I've continued to tell you what happened after I got saved. Then I got married. I've been married 30 years, and then I began to get pregnant again, and each time I would miscarry. So I was pregnant 5 times and miscarried 5 times, and the last pregnancy was in my fallopian tube, and I'm going in, and they're saying, oh, your baby's growing, you know, and but I'm flat at my back getting ready to you know, undergo emergency surgery. After I said, I know, they went in and looked to see where it was and found it was in a fallopian tube, so forth. So that was in 1996.
So,
well,
so each time you
get, the harder it gets.
Yeah. Each time you miscarried, you probably saw that as God's judgment or something, and did other Christians suggest to you that that might be true?
Oh, people say, you know, really strange things to you because they don't know. They'll say, well, that's God's way of taking care of something that wasn't perfect. But what's happening to me now is my family members, which I have assisted throughout the years, them with their children, and now their children are grown, and I have still have this empty nest. My husband and I both, we will talk, like, you go everywhere we go, there's babies or, you know, all of our friends have children and grandchildren, and here we are with nothing. But the thing I get told here, and I guess I'm carrying, I think I have completely shut down. I mean, I do nothing. I sit and I try to study online, like study my Bible, you know, I just am right there always reaching for God and to try to learn His Word and that comfort, because the answers I get, if I start to cry or express how I'm feeling, how depressed I am, I get told, you just need to get up and get with it. You just have that victim mentality. And then I get told, don't overthink it. And I think, how can I, what's the brain for besides thinking? I can't stop my brain, you know?
Okay. Well, I have, of course, I paid for an abortion. I've heard all of those things, those uncaring things by unknowing people. And, of course, they don't mean anything harmful. They just are very ignorant of feelings, of God's grace, His favor on you, and His desire for you to be free from any of that. How could we help you today?
Well, the worst, on top of all of that, and I just can't even believe my life's where it is, but on top of all that, then I go try to get medication, and the doctors give me stuff like for schizophrenia, and then I'm totally debilitated. I've gained like 35 pounds, and I'm a really tiny woman. And then I started drinking. So then when no one's around, I'm drinking. And I think, how did I get here doing this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then I think, I even worry about my soul. You know, I think, well, how did this happen? And if all the people, you know, I didn't have aspirations to be an alcoholic, and my husband drinks, and everybody just wants to laugh, and, you know.
Okay. All right. I think we understand where you've come, shame-driven, little support, and very confused. And now, I mean, we get to something that we definitely need to deal with first. And if you would deal with the drinking first, then so many of these other things would come along and be resolved with that. Because when you work the 12 steps, not just go to a meeting or not go to a meeting, but you work the 12 steps, you're going to resolve the shame in a way that perhaps you wouldn't do in any other program or through any other process. So I'm going to send you some materials. I'm going to make some recommendations for you to go to some meetings to get you back on the right track. But I want to turn this over to Mylon and Chris. I know they're waiting patiently there, and see what kind of help they want to give you since you're on the air right now.
Yes, Bonnie, if I can jump in here, first and foremost, I'm looking at what you've been through, and I see that there is a mental disorder, a struggle with some mental disorders in your life, and two abortions with five miscarriages is significant trauma. That is emotional trauma, that is relational trauma, and in addition to that, there's actually your body has been traumatized through these experiences as well. This is what we call complex trauma, and there is no getting up and getting on with it. There's no getting over it. There's only getting through it, but that requires a very intentional process. a good trauma therapist who can lead you through those experiences. Because one of the things that we tend to do and do very strongly is that when we try to get up and get on with it, then we try to cope with it through what we call medicators, and those turn into addictions. That could look in a thousand different ways. For you, that looks like alcohol. And to reiterate what Steve said, if alcohol is a problem in your life, as it sounds like it is, it needs to be addressed first, because you can't get into that deep trauma work if you're still drinking or trying to drink it away. It sabotages the process over and over again. In addition to that, I believe that being able to find someone who can specifically work with you in these traumatic areas. And even if there is groups or other women out there who have experienced abortions, who have experienced these events in their lives, that you can find support from and find strength from them in their story too. And one thing that I need to mention as well is that if you're taking medication for mental disorders...
I'm not taking anything. I got so angry the last time because the doctor, I changed doctors, and because I had some back issues, but, you know, I changed doctors, it's a different story, but, and then this particular doctor, when I went into him, I couldn't hardly talk. I was just broke down, crying, and I said, I just felt like, One more thing happens, and I'm out of here. I can't do this anymore.
Yeah, this
is... My father killed himself. Mm-hmm. My mom raised six of us, and I don't want to do that to my family. And I promised them that I won't, because I don't want to hurt them with that.
No.
But at the same time,
but, so Bonnie,
times when I scare myself.
But listen, you know, Bonnie, listen to what Mylon has to say here. He wants to help you.
Bonnie, this is... I want to... go up to 38,000 feet for a second and say, with that history, and I was going to guess that before you just told me what you told me, you've been struggling with your mind, your thoughts, and your emotions probably since you were a little girl.
Yeah, I have.
See, and so what I want you to see is that where you're at right now, with the addition of all these traumas of unplanned pregnancies, your mom throwing you in an institution, forced abortions. All. How old were you, by the way, when that happened?
I think I was 16.
Okay,
and
so here you are.
17.
Okay, so what I want you to really see is the bigger picture. You're telling us about post abortions, post miscarriages, and I'm trying to broaden it out to say, you know, it's hard to control our thinking. And that's something that you've been struggling with. There's been a lot of conflict going on inside of you, Bonnie, for a lot of years in terms of controlling your mind, your thought. And there's a movement within the therapeutic community these days. It's about being mindful of learning to work in such a way that I learn to create mindful thought patterns. And that's very important for you to consider doing. So what Chris said about trauma... and then the idea of learning something that's called DBT, which is dialectical behavioral therapy, which helps you reframe and create a mindfulness that is healthier. So there's three great ideas out on the table. Steve and Chris both said, look, get into a place where you're going to find community in a 12-step group. Because right now you're in isolation, and isolation is a dangerous place for people to wander around alone by themselves, okay? Number two, Chris said you really do need to have somebody as a therapist that'll help you with your trauma, because you're frankly quite overwhelmed. And no wonder you're sitting around. You're depressed, and I feel so bad for you. And then thirdly, that once you get back up on your feet, that you'd get in with somebody who could specialize in this concept of DBT and help you become mindful and learn to change the way you think. And these would be three important steps, I believe, for you, Bonnie. And my heart goes out to you. Mm-hmm. I can tell you're really not doing well.
Yeah.
You deserve more than isolation and depression.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And if we can get you to Healing as a Choice in November, I'm going to see if we can find a scholarship to do that.
That would be great, Steve.
That'd be a great launch point for all of that. And I'm going to send you a Life Recovery Bible and some materials that will help you. But you're the one that's going to have to call find out where the local AA meeting is, or Life Recovery meeting, or some Christian recovery group, and get there and begin the recovery process. Well, I'm so glad.
And Steve, that's something you stay in for a lifetime, isn't it? I mean, you just can stay in groups.
I'm there.
For the rest of your life with this kind of trauma. You just don't go for 3 or 4 weeks and then stop. This is just becomes your friends, your base of community.
Well, and people, I can hear the protest of like, do I have to be in this the rest of my life, the recovery process? I'm like, no, you can be in your addiction or in your pain or in your struggle the rest of your life. You have
my
the
whole
choice.
Life is a state of recovery. Exactly. For the rest of my life, till the day I die, I'm recovering.
Absolutely.
From all the junk.
And I need help from other people to do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I think when you work the steps and you rework the steps, then there are just new layers to uncover. And especially when you have been through trauma and you're working the steps and then working with a trauma specialist, as you said, you get better. But healing is a choice. I mean, I was just talking to somebody at Women of Faith this past weekend. She said it changed everything, everything. Changed the way she looked at life. Removed all those toxic messages from other people in the church. It was healing, and you can find out at newlife.com. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and I'm really excited that our ministry trip this year is going to Ireland. We're calling it the Irish Connection, and it's New Life's 2015 spiritual adventure, and I sure hope you're going to join us.
It looks like an amazing trip. The wonderful combination of breathtaking scenery, particularly along the drive of the Wild Atlantic Way. You're traveling through at least 3 of the national parks in Ireland, Clare and Killarney and then in Wicklow, which is considered the Garden of Ireland. Picturesque, dramatic scenes, some of the castles, just really mystical and magical places. So as well as the beautiful scenery in Ireland, you will get an opportunity to listen and sit with Milo and Dave and Steve for the evening talks. You are in for some good fun and good stories.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and be part of the Irish Connection. Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before, or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and Larry Sonnenberg is back in the studio. Larry, you wanted to mention one other thing about the match, but what did you think about what we did last week? Polk County Jail, maximum security, orange glow-in-the-dark jumpsuits, so that if they did escape, they'd be easily caught. What'd you think about that? I had been there before, but
well, it was fabulous. These both men and women went to both units, and Steve was a rock star there because he was the Life Recovery Bible guy, and they were all using their Life Recovery Bibles for these studies, and they were just as excited as they could be. They had a sense of hope in their heart for what's going to happen when they get out.
So how'd they get these Bibles?
Well,
the Leland Family Ministries has purchased $46,000.
Oh my goodness!
Wow,
of Bibles, and some of the, of course, they can't provide everybody because they don't have enough money. But Larry and I both were so moved. Here are these people convicted for years in maximum security, and they're begging for a Bible.
Yeah,
and here's
this
guy. He stands up. He says, "You know, I used to hear about preachers asking for money, and I hated that. Then I opened up your Bible and I read there how Paul said, hey, let's don't judge those people. Let's just take care of our own stuff. And I'm telling you, it changed my attitude. Now, I'm being preached to by a maximum security prisoner who opened up the Life Recovery Bible and said that provided him insight he didn't get anywhere else. We were in tears. It was emotional. It was amazing.
And the women were saying, I've never understood the Bible before I read this one. I mean, they made it understandable for them.
And one woman says, I borrowed everybody else's Life Recovery Bible. Tomorrow, I've earned my own. I get my own Bible. I mean, you just take these things for granted. And that's why, if you look, once again, if you look at the August bestseller list for Christian books and Bibles, there are two kids' Bibles in one and two. There is a gift Bible, number three. Number four is the Life Recovery Bible. It is selling more Bibles than the other study Bibles of any kind because of the hope and healing that's there. And, you know, if you need one, you call us. We've got them there in our resource center in Dallas. Larry, you did want to mention something else about the match.
Yeah, just real quick summary, if you didn't join us at the top of the hour, we've been given a $250,000 gift that the donor has said is a matching challenge. So when you give money against this matching challenge, it will release the money from the match that we can use. Every gift you give for the match will be doubled. The thing I wanted to say to our Club New Life members, the intention of this donor was to attract new gifts, new givers, and so the agreement is that your regular monthly Club New Life gift is not something that will be matched. If you make an additional gift, it will, or if you increase your gift. If you give $10 more a month, if you call and make an additional gift, they'll match that for a year. That would be $120. So,
all right.
That's it.
That's pretty spectacular, and that's a great, great plan. So 1-800-NEW-LIFE, newlife.com, if you want to be part of this matching gift opportunity. Now, I want to mention one other thing, and then we're going to go to the next caller. So hold on there, John, in Costa Mesa. This weekend, I'm in Lincoln, Nebraska, at Women of Faith. These are amazing events. I could not believe what it was like in Philadelphia last weekend. And then I'm going to leave there and fly, and we're going to open up the Townsend Institute at Huntington University in Fort Wayne. I'll be doing that on Saturday. And then Anaheim is September the 11th. If you want a ticket to one of these events, you go online, you plug in the code SA20, you get $20 off. But this past weekend, we told people about New Life Television, tv.newlife.com, the most inappropriately named anything in the world because you don't need a TV to access 900 programs about the things you want to talk about. 936 women signed up for our television, for tv.newlife.com.
Wow, that's amazing.
It is, and if you have not done it, please do. I was just on the phone with the woman who said, here's how I describe television, or tv.newlife.com, heaven on earth. She says that's what it is. It's heaven on earth. So check it out. Get 2 weeks free. I think you'll stay with it. And there's a lot of great stuff on there that we're featuring from Women of Faith also, if you're one of those. All right, let's talk to John from Costa Mesa. KKLA is the station. Hi there.
Hey, you guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Thank you. I just have a quick question regarding a potential job offer that I have. And my question is, it's in a field that I'm actually technically burnt out in. And so, you know, I have where I am now and, you know, where I'd like to be, my goals. So I'm just kind of hoping to get your advice on maybe the best course of action, if it's kind of stay or if it's, you know, I already have a job, so it'd be kind of like a lateral transfer, and it would be except with medical benefits, et cetera. And I'm 40 and would love to get married, and I'm thinking, wow, I don't know if it's a good idea to get married while I'm in a job that I don't like. I wonder if I should just hold off for a little bit. So there's a couple things going on there I just want to get your input on.
Okay. We will do that for you, so you hold on, okay? You're listening to New Life Live, and if you want to join us, 1-800-229-3000. We'll be on an hour after this program. to tape another program. And we would love to have you. 1-800-229-3000. If you can help support us, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Also, that's where you can find the resources that we have available. It's a place where you can support us, get our resources. Also, newlife.com is a great place to find out what's in your area that can help you specifically.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
I was working at a Christian school for 19 years, and somebody saw something on my computer. It was a battle that I'd had all my life.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I believed that I could do it on my own. I just believed if I tried hard enough and pulled myself up hard enough by my bootstraps, I could do it. I had to get help.
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
I heard about Every Man's Battle. I'd read the book, but I decided I'm going to look up that 800 number, and I called. I said, if I can get on a plane, can I come? That afternoon, I was on an airplane.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Hearing that I needed to be in community was very helpful, but probably the single most helpful thing was to realize that I wasn't the weirdest guy on the planet, and it was just life-changing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Mylon Yurkovich is with us along with our really, really great friend Chris Williams, becoming a regular on the program. You love Chris. We do too. Now, we're talking to John, and John, you're 40. Is that right?
I'm sorry, say again?
Is that right? You're 40, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, I'm going to address something that you didn't call about, okay?
Okay.
And you're wanting to change jobs, and I want Mylon and I want Chris to really help you with that. But the first thing that you threw out there is, well, you know, I'm not married, and I don't know if I should pursue that, you know, if I'm in a job I don't like. Are you dating somebody?
Yes, actually, for about 5 years.
Okay. Now, John, you need to not use anything as an excuse to take up more of her time. Now, I love you, I care about you, but I care about women who love a man who says he loves her but finds reasons to delay moving into the marriage area or moving on. Do you see what I'm saying? I just want you to don't let this be an excuse to prevent something. If God's putting you with her, if it looks like it's a great match, then do that no matter what, really. Or say, I can't do this. And let her go on with her life. It's just a real theme of mine. So I don't want to miss the big issue. I'm going to let them address that. But I can't ignore this issue, which it affects a lot of people, okay? You're, you know, 40 years old, been dating for her 5 years. It's time to either marry her or release her. I know I don't know all the details, but I just want to throw that out there, and I hope you can accept it in the way that I present it there.
I do. Thank you.
Okay. Now, Mylan and or Chris, what do you think? What should he do?
Well, I think I know what the problem is, John. I think you're an idealist.
I agree.
And that idealism keeps you always feeling like I'm dissatisfied. Reality doesn't quite match up to what I'd like it to be. Life's painful. I'm burned out. I don't like it. And so adjusting to mid-range, you know, idealism would be, let's say, the ceiling of the room. And reality would be the middle of the room. But when you get super disappointed and burned out, you hit the floor. And then you get depressed and you think, how could I make a commitment? Life is too difficult for me. And so learning to integrate and live with good and bad coexisting. See, for instance, if you said, well, it's a lateral move, but I get medical benefits, I go, well, hey, that's a good move. That's a lot of money. That's a big perk. And life is like a chess game. It's a series of moves into better positions. And there's no such thing as a grand slam home run in finding the right job. Every job is dissatisfying. Every job has pain. Every job falls short. So how long you've been an idealist?
I have no idea. I just know that I've had advice from like other professionals saying I need to get out of this field. So I've probably been too afraid to go for, you know, what really be more my calling.
Hey, John, can I ask you, what field are you in?
I work with disabled people, so I'm okay. Like compassion fatigue, and I'm burnt out. I've
yeah.
been doing that for 10 years.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and it's very common, especially in the helping professions, to reach burnout. And if I can also just add to what Mylan had said, I'm hearing something else in this as well, is that as an idealist, also I believe that you're struggling with a low value or a lower value of yourself than what needs be. People who have an accurate value of themselves, including their limitations, and aren't afraid of their limitations, know how to set boundaries. So they know how to leave work at work. They know how to say no to that extra request to stay after, to do something extra. When we have a lower view of ourselves, we oftentimes use our job or our accomplishments or the next achievement or the next job well done to make ourselves feel better. At the end of that road, most definitively, is burnout, because we're always reaching beyond our own limitations and not respecting it. And so I think that it's just critically important that that you look at that in your life.
Okay. And what do you guys make of just the fact of pursuing God-given talents and abilities and, you know, waking up every morning kind of thinking, hey, I love my God-given job?
Well,
I think we evolve. Mm-hmm. What I do at 66, aren't the same passions I had at 40.
Yeah.
So we have to grow, and there's nothing wrong with looking for new things.
Absolutely. And I think that following that is there's a very practical wisdom that Mylan was referring to, and we do have to pay attention to dollars and cents, to income, to, you know, you're living in Orange County, California, which is a very expensive place to live. And so you have to consider all those things. And yet burnout being very serious, and you know how much energy you lack trying to get up and get to your job every day, and being something that you're excited about and passionate about can provide that energy. And again, when you set boundaries around that, when you're able to live within your limitations, you're going to be able to protect your strengths. And if you feel like God is nudging you in a particular direction, I'd really, really pay attention to that. I think most of us find ourselves in this field. I know I found myself in this field because I was completely dissatisfied in my previous profession and wanted to pursue something different. It was risky. There were no guarantees, and I wouldn't trade it for the world.
All right. Well, I hope something we've said has been helpful to you. I'm going to send you my little book, Is This the One? And let me send you a book by, let me just send you Mylan Case book, their book on attachment, how we love. I think that will help you understand some things and how you end up with idealism. And I don't know, I just think it was just the right timing for you to call, and I hope that something that we said meant something to you. Before we go to the next caller, we've got these workshops coming up. We've got Marriage Solution Workshop on November the 6th and through the 8th in Dallas, along with, our Healing is a Choice is going to be there. Women in the Battle is November the 13th in Washington, D.C., and, of course, our Club New Life members, you receive a discounted price. But you're going to hear more about this on February 2016, February 13th and 14th. It's the Ultimate Intimacy Intensive. First time we've done it. It's going to be kicked off by Francis Chan, an amazing communicator, a friend of New Life here. Francis Chan will start. Marilyn Meeberg from Women of Faith will then take it over. I'll be speaking a little bit. Jason Martinkus and his wonderful wife Shelley are going to talk about the intimacy, even when it, you know, the wheels fall off. And then Mylon and Kay are going to talk to us about the depths of intimacy and how we can make that the richest possible part of our relationship. And so often, it's the areas of intimacy where we're lacking. One person doesn't feel like the other person is connecting or connected. And, you know, maybe they're waiting for them to, you know, pull things together and then things will be great. But all of us can do things to draw the other person in and experience the kind of intimacy in marriage that God intended us to have. And so get in on the early bird special, February 13th, 14th. It's called the Ultimate Intimacy Intensive. It's kind of like our Marriage Solution Weekend graduate seminar. And boy, am I ever hoping that a lot of guys that figured out how to have sexual integrity from Every Man's Battle are going to now go and find out how to reconnect in an amazing, amazing way.
Do we have a location for that, Steve?
That is going to be right here in Southern California.
Wow. So it's even warm.
In February.
It's warmer
great
than
yeah, great place
warmer
to be.
Than places like, you know, Boston that had 87 feet of snow last year or something like
yeah.
that. You know, I mean,
yeah,
you know, it's just warmer.
Yeah.
Well, you find a better way to spend a Valentine's Day weekend. And, well, I'll tell you. You should go do that because this can change everything for so many people. We've had so many folks ask us about what's the next level? How do we go to the next level? What do we do? And this is it. We've worked hard. And having Francis Chan with us and being part of New Life and Marilyn Meeberg and then you guys and Jason and Shelley, you just can't miss. I mean, we've got the best. It's worth every penny and whatever you have to sacrifice in time or attention, whatever, to get there. Please do come. And all you have to do is call us, get the information, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, or go to newlife.com. All right, we'll be back right after this, 1-800-229-3000, our final segment here, but we'll be in for another hour after this. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and I'm really excited that our ministry trip this year is going to Ireland. We're calling it the Irish Connection, and it's New Life's 2015 spiritual adventure, and I sure hope you're going to join us.
There's a lot of cathedrals you're going to visit along the way with such an amazing history of Christianity here in Ireland. We're called the Land of Saints and Scholars. The scenery is amazing, the history, whether you're in the castles and the west coast of Ireland, and then when you come up to Dublin, the contrast between the countryside and then the capital city, which is quite a cosmopolitan European city now with some amazing architecture. You're going to be spoiled for choice with the museums, whether it's the Book of Kells in Trinity College or Chester Beatty Library. Some of the oldest manuscripts in the world are housed there.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and be part of the Irish Connection. Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest particularly my relationship with God. I see him in a more accurate form and begin to trust him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are very, very back. Glad you're with us here today on New Life. I think you can still go to Ireland with us. We're going to go in less than a month. Maybe you can still get in. But please come if you want to. And I was just looking over the talks that I'm preparing on Fruit of the Spirit, and then we're taking every place we go, actually it's 26 that we're leaving, but everywhere we go, we're using that place as a platform. So like when you go to the Blarney Stone, I'm speaking on truth, because you know what Blarney represents. So it's going to be a great...
That's a bunch of Blarney.
Yeah, great experience, and we'd love you to come. You can call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Well, right there in Pittsburgh, listening on WORD, is Lisa, and I would sure like to talk with Lisa. Hi, Lisa. Welcome to New Life. How you doing?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. How could we help you?
My husband is a gambling addict, and I noticed that your resources, you do have counselors that specialize in addiction. And I wanted to know, is it better to go to a specific gambling addiction counselor, or any addiction counselor would do in this area?
Well, first of all, I think you need to locate the right codependency group to get into.
Okay.
Have you looked at that first? Have you looked at that first?
I have not. I don't even know how to go about looking that up, actually.
Well, I would just go and either look for a church that has a Christian recovery group and ask if they have a meeting, like a life recovery meeting for codependents or Celebrate Recovery. If not, I would go to, you know, Alcoholics Anonymous website, go to Al-Anon, look for a local Al-Anon meeting to go to.
So, Steve, why are you recommending that to Lisa?
Well, because you need to be around some women who have been traumatized or affected in some way by addiction. So you hear their stories, you get their encouragement and objectivity along with the help that he needs. Now, he, of course, needs to be seeking help. Why isn't he? And I'm glad you are, even though he isn't. But why isn't he? Is he not wanting help, or did he just say, here, I'll do it, go find it for me, or what?
He is going to get help, but I am the one who's a lot more interested in these types of, I've been reading books on mental issues, and I've just been a little bit more aware of it. And I told him for a long time, I see things in him that I think a counselor would be really, really important for him, because there are other things in his life that I thought needed to be addressed. And of course, I noticed the darkness. I noticed a lot of, you know, clues that he had this addiction, but it didn't come out revealed until just recently. And the extent of the addiction is so enormous that I'm really afraid of having anything like this happen sooner. He did do proactive things. He signed himself out of a few casinos. Some of them, the whole state, if you go to Pittsburgh, all the casinos, you cannot go in if you sign out of one. And we're basically, I feel like we're taking road trips to sign him out of the states of these casinos. He's doing that part.
Okay. What he's got to do, though, he's got to get involved in a program that does two things. Builds character, and the counselor will help him with that, but he needs the recovery program. And I'll send you a life recovery Bible. He needs that. But here's the thing. If he had a problem with gambling, that's one thing. But when you have an addiction, there are so many triggers. You need this supportive recovery community and the working of those steps to keep you on the right path, because it's not foolproof. He'll figure it out.
Oh,
I know. And he needs a sponsor. He needs accountability. He needs recovery. And so that's where I want to point you, in addition to counselor. Chris, Mylon, anything you guys want to add to this?
Yeah, just to reaffirm. I mean, Lisa, just to reiterate your need to be in a recovery process and be around other people, other women especially, who can support you. Because there was a denial that you participated in that I'm not sure you're fully aware of. For you to be reading all these books, and yet for the gravity and enormity that you described to come all at once, there was a subtle participation you had in his addiction, right, wrong, or indifference. Maybe things that you denied in yourself, something that said, something's not right here, but it doesn't matter. That women's intuition has got to come back online and has got to be part of your process. And you can really, really discover that through there's another group called CODA, C-O-D-A, which is great for this. And for your husband as well, he can stop the gambling, but most likely the addictive behavior will come out somewhere else. That's why he's got to be in a program. To stop one, it usually comes out in a different way, which could end up, who knows what, food, alcohol, whatever the case may be. So I affirm that he needs to be in a program. And one last quick thing, behavioral addictions, known as process addictions, a lot of times are treated a little bit differently than substance-based addictions like drugs and alcohol. So I would try to look for someone who deals in process addictions therapeutically, because, again, the behavioral addictions just have a little bit different path than the substance addictions.
So secular or Christian for process addiction is fine? Or should it be Christian?
Yes, you know, we prefer Christian, but I'll tell you want to go to a place. Whatever you do, you want to find a resource, and Christian, preferably, secular, you know, that's the next thing. But don't let it not being Christian be an excuse for not pulling everything together and getting the help, okay? And
Lisa,
okay.
One more thing. I don't imagine that your communication on an emotional basis or spiritual basis with your husband is great, that the two of you probably don't have that. So I would recommend you get in couples counseling, because one of the ways we relieve the things that drive us to addiction is through connection. And I would say marriage therapy could be something with a good marriage therapist could help you guys get a long way.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Glad that you called. Well, we're about out of time. If you want to join us in this next hour, 1-800-229-3000. Again, to remind everybody, WBRI, we're really thrilled to be on your station. All of you in the Indianapolis area joining us there, our first day on the Wilkins Radio Network. Glad to be there. As Larry Sonnenberg said, this is the time for $5 that you have to become 10, or 100 to be 200, or 50,000 to become 100,000. Whatever you can do, we've got this amazing matching gift, and we're so grateful for it. Please ask God if this is the ministry that you're called to support, and do it. We will be happy for a gift of any amount that will be matched. We'll send you this wonderful book, Purposeful Parenting. We don't talk enough about parenting around here, and here is just a fabulous book. It's a wonderful book, and our good friend and colleague Jill Hubbard wrote the foreword here, and it's a powerful, powerful book to give your kids purpose and meaning. And I'm telling you, when kids are great, life is great. This weekend we went to a wedding. Amelia was the flower girl, Solomon the ring bearer. When it was all over with, Solomon says, I got to tell the groom something. I didn't know he had it in him, but he goes to the groom and says, hey, happy wife, happy life. Live by that. And off we went. So he's already doing marriage counseling. And that was after the marriage. So he's kids, they need our help, our support, our guidance, our encouragement. This is a great book. And it's our gift to you for a gift of any amount. And don't forget our summer fun promotion. You can still get those beach balls, beach towels, and the mason jar with the straw. It's all here. It's part of our one-time, our fun summer promotion. It's a $100 donation or four consecutive $25 donations. We'll send this to you. Our way of saying thank you. If you need help or you can help us, call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We've got counselors everywhere. They're just like Chris and Mylon. They're amazing. Also, Mylon's going to be in Denton September the 18th. If you're in that area, come hear him talk about how we love.
Thanks
see you.
For listening.
Bye-bye.
We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.